Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you.
Good to see you again from my usual side of the table, which is always a better place for me.
Last week, I left everyone with a challenge, which I'd like to clear up before we can play this week's show. I said, start with an adjective you could use to describe Pope Francis. Rearrange this nine-letter word, and you can spell a fruit. What are the words?
The adjective is Argentine, and the fruit is tangerine.
Well done.
Okay, Ian. Observed annually on March 20th, UN French Language Day is one of 6 days established by UNESCO, each one promoting a different one of the UN's 6 official working languages, Arabic, Chinese, English, French, Russian, and Spanish. Loyal listeners will remember we talked about International Mother Language Day back in show number 130, which which is related to these 6 language days. To commemorate UN French Language Day, this week our quiz is about French words and phrases that are commonly used in English. Literally translated as, apart from the main work, what do we call food that is eaten before the main courses of a meal or during a reception or cocktail party, usually without the use of cutlery?
Hors d'oeuvre.
Hors d'oeuvre. That's a very good accent, right? We should have Sarah in here to do the French. She's good at that. And in Italian, they are often called antipasto. In the UK, they're called starters. My favorite version was the Arabic word, which I will not try to pronounce, but the translation is things which make one accept what is to come. Meaning to speak the truth, and originally referring to an oath taken by jurors, what name do we give to the process in the U.S. legal system by which attorneys question expert witnesses about their qualifications before testifying in court, or by which potential jurors are asked about their backgrounds and biases?
I don't think I know this.
The phrase is voir dire, and in the UK and other Commonwealth countries, that name is also given to the process whereby they determine admissibility of evidence. They sometimes call it a trial within a trial. Meaning, let them do. What phrase refers to an economic system in which private transactions are free from unnecessary governmental restrictions, except those that maintain property rights, and was developed in the 18th century by economists, including Adam Smith?
Laissez-faire.
That is laissez-faire, correct. And in the 19th century, the development of the railroad and other infrastructure, laissez-faire economics moved toward more of a mixed economy when taxes and tariffs and things like that were instituted. From the French for foot on the ground, what name do we give to a small apartment or other residence located away from a person's primary home, which is used on a temporary basis not as a vacation home, but often by commuters or those working in a city for an extended but limited period of time?
Is it pied-à-terre?
Pied-à-terre is right, yes. Foot on the ground. And finally, translated...
Fiend.
Translated as blow of state. What do we call the sudden and illegal overthrow of a government by a small group with the intent of replacing those in power with a new ruling body?
It's a coup d'état.
Coup d'état is right. And one of the most famous coup d'états occurred in 44 BC on the Ides of March when Julius Caesar was assassinated. And the coup d'état was unsuccessful as those conspirators didn't actually gain control of the government. Well, once again, Ian was almost the creme de la creme of trivia. He went 4 for 5. Show us some esprit de corps and write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf across la mer to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the phrase fleur-de-lis. That's F-L-E-U-R-D-E-L-I-S. Change one letter to an S, not the one that's there already, of course, and you can spell the two-word name, 5 letters, 5 letters, for things that aren't seen in math classes that much anymore. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and the International Herald Tribune, where his crosswords have run in Paris. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. Thank you for the joie de vivre, and I'll say au revoir for now.
Goodbye, Ian.